Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Hello, everyone. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Nathan.
Welcome to episode 109 of Adventures and Mousecapades. This week, I'm going to borrow something that my brother said, and we've let things soak in a bit, so we're going to continue on.
Indeed. If you missed last week's episode, we had a pipe burst and about 1,500 gallons of water dump into our house. And that's been a whole bunch of fun to deal with.
So fun.
Yeah, fun. It's been an adventure, that's for sure.
For sure. This week, we're actually just going to give you a preview of what is happening for the next couple of years, adventure-wise, that we currently have planned.
Yeah.
Things may change a little, but we like to plan our vacations out a couple of years in advance. So we thought we'd just give you a little preview of what we have planned for the next couple of years.
Now, to be fair, we don't plan every single little thing multiple years out. But when we're talking about cruises and things like that, we definitely are a couple years out in advance just to get those itineraries and, you know, do things on opening day for booking windows and stuff like that. So near term, what's coming up real soon, Alicia? We've got some travel here.
Yeah, I'm leaving in like a week.
ain't it great? That's right. Yeah. We have a our house is completely torn apart. We had to move out, and let's do some travel.
Oh my gosh! Yeah. yes, I'm going to be headed out to Orlando for 10 days to do some house and pet sitting for our best friends.
Which is awfully convenient because they live in Davenport, Florida, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump and a long line of traffic southwest of Disney World. You think you're going to stop by Disney at all while you're there?
I may have some plans. I noticed that Disney released some after-hours tickets for a couple of parks. So on Thursday, February 8th, I'm going to be doing Epcot After Hours. This is a separately ticketed event. It is from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. and I can get in as early as 7. Now, Epcot doesn't really have too many rides. Who knows how many times I might ride Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind in a row. going to try and go for all of the songs. I want to get all of them.
Do they have just a standard queue, like a wait queue during the after hours events?
I do not know.
That would be cool if they did.
Yeah. I mean, I know the after hours events have a lot less people than normal. So like that'll be crazy. I'm sure Test Track will be crazy. Not my favorite ride, but I'll go on it because they are going to be closing it and I want to get on that before they close it.
Yeah. You can go highway speeds.
Yeah, I can go highway speeds. So much fun. Ratatouille, I don't know. I get awfully nauseous on that ride.
Yeah.
I also just want to take in the vibes. And I want to see Luminous, The Story of Us, the fireworks show that they have up close and personal. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm guessing they'll have characters out. We'll see.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to meet Figment. I haven't met Figment yet.
Oh, all right.
And they have snacks. They'll have popcorn and ice cream and sodas and waters available as a part of the ticket package thing.
So, cool.
Yeah. So nice. I'll be doing that on Thursday, February 8th. Our friends are leaving on the 11th to fly all the way out to Sydney on like a full 24-hour flight. Oh my gosh. I'm going to try and hit Epcot that day to see the International Festival of the Arts. There's a couple of artists there that I want to see the work that they have and just check out the vibes and some of the food because it looks really good.
Yeah, awesome.
I also have one more After Hours event that is Magic Kingdom After Hours on Monday, February 12th. That is another 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. thing. And yeah, all the rides.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
And then I actually fly out where I was originally going to do this whole thing, and mm-hmm. then I changed jobs and can't take 5 weeks away, but I can take three. So I'm actually flying out. We're going to overlap for a long weekend, and I will I'll get there on Friday the 16th, and then Alicia flies home on Sunday the 18th. But mm-hmm. we're going to take an opportunity to do a few things there at Disney and hit some restaurants that we haven't ever done before.
Yeah.
You know, we've got annual passes now, and so it's really easy to, unfortunately, make a park pass reservation and then, you know, go do whatever you want. So while everybody may be checking out the festival foods, which I'm sure we'll do as mm-hmm. well, we've never had a chance to eat at Via Napoli. So we're going to do that, which is a nice sit-down restaurant there in the Italy Pavilion around World Showcase at Epcot. The next day on Saturday, we're going to do lunch at Teppan Ito, which is the hibachi Japanese restaurant that's in the Japan Pavilion at Epcot. So yeah, just some fun stuff that will be there, some good food, looking forward also to seeing those vibes. And then there's a Hollywood Studios After Hours event that's on Wednesday the 21st while I'm there. So like Alicia, looking forward to some rides, some snacks, some good times and enjoying the vibes and just seeing what I could get done late at night at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah. And while Nathan is enjoying that, I will be flying back to Seattle on Sunday, February 18th, and then hightailing it out on Monday, February 19th with Sterling for his midwinter break vacation. We are going down to Disneyland. So yes, there will be no Vox at Disneyland and at Disney World. And you can bet that we are going to do a FaceTime in front of the castles, because
heck yeah,
you gotta.
Speaking of, we need to plan what day we're gonna do that, because I need to make a park pass reservation.
Yep. we'll figure it out. Yeah, so Sterling and I will be down at Disneyland in Anaheim, California. We don't have anything specific planned. I did get a Magic Key pass because we're going to be down there enough this year that it just made sense to get this.
And I may have gotten a Magic Key pass too, because I can't let Alicia have a Magic Key and not myself as well. So, you know,
you're not going to be down there enough, but you know, we'll
take those words back.
No, eventually you will, but
yes.
I did it like based on my current upcoming plans.
Yes. Yes.
Now I know we will go down more next year. We just don't have that in the books yet.
Right. Well, we have some in the, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
but the thing is annual passes or magic keys, as they call them for Disneyland, are on sale so rarely these days. It was our one opportunity to jump in and get them. And now that we own DVC at the Disneyland Hotel Villas, like, it just makes sense. We have all sorts of plans to hop down for long weekends or things like that. And we just wanted to have those magic keys. And I'm so glad we did. We got in line right when it crashed / opened on the morning that sales came up for magic keys again. It was, I want to say, 8 to 9 hours in queue before the sale actually went through. Yeah. You were able to actually purchase them. Mm-hmm. And then about an hour or so later, they sold out.
Yep.
And then your annual pass, Alicia, yours will be active for 12 months starting in February, but mine won't be active for the 12 months that start in August. But
yeah, we'll have opposite ones. That's fine.
Exactly. That's
fine. I wasn't on hold on the phone for that long.
It was an
online browser, so I was working and just keeping an eye on it here and there. So it just stayed open on the computer and got there eventually.
It all worked out. All right. So you guys are at a week in Disneyland.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. We'll have to do some bi-coastal content.
Yes.
And then Alicia will be back to do a little general contractor project management.
Yep.
While I am basking in Florida with all our puppy best friends.
Yes.
And having a good old time. I'm sure I'll make a few park visits as well.
Probably.
Just don't have those scheduled quite yet. Then let's see.
You're back in March.
Back in March. Hopefully we'll get back into our house in March. And then April, let's do something for spring break, shall we?
Okay. We're going to do a side-to-side.
That's right. So you may have heard people talking about doing a back-to-back Disney cruise. Mm-hmm. And that's where you take two itineraries and you do a back-to-back sailing. Sometimes you can even do this in the same cabin, which is great. So you do have to get off between the two cruises, but you're the first folks right back on and back enjoying the ship. Well, we're not doing a back-to-back, but we are completing, at least for Alicia and I, our Grand Slam, our
Full House.
Full House, the Fabulous Five, whatever we want to call it. Mm-hmm. We are going to be cruising on the beautiful Disney Dream. Which we haven't done yet. And that will be a four-night itinerary out of Fort Lauderdale. And then the side-to-side is because we're going to get off the Dream in Fort Lauderdale and drive a couple hours up the coast and get on the Disney Wish and do a three-night. So we'll be on the ship. Well, we'll be on a ship for a week. But it is a side-to-side itinerary. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be a cool little adventure there.
Yeah.
We'll get to go to Nassau twice.
Yeah. We'll get to stay on the ship twice.
Twice, exactly.
We'll get to go to Castaway twice.
Yes, that sounds like fun. And this will be Sterling's first chance to be on the Wish.
Yes.
He's going to love
the
edge on the Wish, for sure.
Very much so, yep. And the next thing that Nathan and I have planned is in August, and it's just Nathan and myself. We are going down to Anaheim for D23.
We're going to be there Wednesday to a Wednesday, staying at our beautiful DVC home resort of the Disneyland Hotel Villas. Mm-hmm. The D23 conference is being held across that middle weekend that we're there, and can't wait to partake of some of those sessions. Hopefully we can get tickets. I'm hopeful because they've got, I think, a bunch of the bigger sessions in the evening are actually going to be held at one of the local stadiums there and not in kind of a convention center. So there should be a lot more tickets available for stuff like that. So it'll be really exciting.
Yeah, and we haven't ever done this before. D23 is basically a Disney event where they will talk about blue sky things. So stuff that's up and coming, things that they're thinking about doing, upgrades to parks, ships, movies, shows, stuff in just the Disney world.
Right. D23 is the official Disney fan club, and we are members of that. So that'll be a ton of fun. So those are... That's a bunch of what's coming up here in the next several months. That's through August.
We have other plans, things that we want to do. Like, I want to do something in September with Caitlin and Sterling for Sterling's 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if that's happening yet.
We'll find out soon.
May do some Hollywood Horror Nights, maybe. in December, we want to try and get back down to Hawaii.
Yeah.
These aren't solidified plans yet, but our plan is hopefully to get down there after Christmas, like a week or so after Christmas.
Right.
Next February 2025, we are going to go on the not yet launched Disney Treasure.
Woo-hoo!
For a week. I'm very excited for the ship. I am super excited for the ship.
Yes.
For the theming inside, it just looks so nice. It still has the same layout as the Wish, but some of the other bars and food options that they have look very intriguing to me.
Yeah, I'm excited to compare and contrast to see what, if anything, they did learn and tweak from the Wish. We'll just have to see. And being able to be on the newer class of ship, the newer Triton models, and experience everything that those new ships have to offer on a week instead of a really crammed 3 or 4 night cruise where everybody's trying to do everything. This seems like a much better situation. Mm-hmm. And I've really come to realize that I just hate really short itineraries now. So spring break may be a little bit of interestingness, but it's okay. We'll be okay.
Yeah. We don't have anything planned while we're on our spring break trips. We're not doing any excursions, anything like that. I don't have any meals planned, nothing. We're just going to enjoy the ships and
enjoy the vibes,
the chaos that is there.
Yes.
And then we also have July 2025. We are going to be trying another cruise line.
That's right. We are booked on the Celebrity Edge, which is one of their newer classes of ship for Celebrity Cruise Line. And we're doing an Alaska cruise.
Yeah. Not only a new ship or not only a new cruise line, a whole new itinerary that we've never done before in an area we've never been.
Yeah. We've already booked a whole bunch of shore excursions on these. Boy, howdy, are shore excursions in Alaska expensive?
Yes.
But those things sell out fast. So I'm glad that we were able to do them.
Yeah, this cruise line is different. Whereas with Disney, you have to wait until like 90 days before you cruise to do an excursion. This cruise line, you can basically book them the moment you book the cruise.
Right. So we've got those locked and loaded and very, very excited about some of those opportunities that we have there in Alaska to see the sights and maybe hang out with some puppers.
Yes. Now, we don't have it on here, but I would like to at some point do an Adventures by Disney in Southern California. I don't know if that's going to be a 2025 thing or maybe a 2026 thing. But looking at the cost, I'm like, okay, so this is comparable to some of our other vacations and it's a lot of stuff that I want to do and you want to do. So
that sounds awesome.
Yeah. And I'm sure we'll have some other things in there here and there as stuff goes by.
Absolutely. We'll have some jaunts down to Disneyland, some long weekends here and there. Lots of things will be thrown into the itinerary.
Yes.
I am very excited. And of course, you know, we'll have to spend some time with all of our besties in Florida at some point through all of this too. So
definitely.
Yeah. In fact, Bill and I actually have some ideas about a big trip for everybody. So
cool.
We haven't figured out a date and a time yet, but we're on it. Let's just say we have plans.
Perfect.
All right. Well, that is kind of a good overview of what is coming our way in terms of Disney travel. What's coming up on your itineraries? We'd love to hear from you. What are you excited about in your vacation plans? Is there something that you think we should do? Is there something that you'd like to pay for us to come along with you? we're open to all and any options.
We are not affiliated with Disney or their subsidiaries. These are our personal opinions and suggestions based on our own experiences. We recommend working with a travel agent or contacting Disney directly to plan your perfect vacation.
If you have questions or suggestions or would like to be interviewed on our show to share your Disney experiences, please send an email to podcast@ourmousecapades.com.
You can follow us on socials at @ourmousecapades. Please take a moment, rate and review in your podcast app to help people find us.
Thanks for listening. We'll be in your ears next week.
Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.